VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jeff Chow. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hi, VoiceTubers. This is Jeff Chow, back again for some useful pronunciation tips. However, today we're not just limited to pronunciation tips. In today's video, writer and entrepreneur Martin Sibley is going to share how he became successful, even though fate hadn't really treated him perfectly fair. Born with spinal muscular atrophy, Mr. Sibley has faced and conquered multiple obstacles that may not even occur to people without disabilities, and eventually grasped achievements that most of us could not reach. For him, disabilities may make it harder to be normal, but it's not a restriction to become extraordinary. Although we often describe the ultimate goal of our life as being successful, the definition of success is completely arbitrary. Since everyone has a unique image of a successful life, that means the way to reach there naturally wouldn't be the same. However, learning from those who have strived and realized their dreams certainly help us to be clear on how to get to our goal. To find out how Mr. Sibley managed to overcome numerous obstacles and fulfill his dream, check out the video for yourself. But before doing so, let's first take a look at today's featured sentence. However, when you have a disability, you learn certain things, like resilience and communication, just because it's how you get by in day-to-day life. Let me repeat it one more time, just a little bit slower. However, when you have a disability, you learn certain things, like resilience and communication, just because it's how you get by in day-to-day life. Alright, now let's get to the pronunciation tips. So the first tip we have here is how to pronounce the word disability. So disability is a combination of dis and ability. So the same as ability, the stress should be on the sound B. So ability, then disability. Disability. Our second tip focuses on another word in the sentence, which is resilience. This word has five syllables, and the stress should be on the second Z sound. Although it is spelled as S-I, it should be pronounced as Z-I, Z, instead. Also notice that the second half, L-I-E-N-C-E, should be pronounced articulately, syllable by syllable, as li-ns, not li-ns. So, resilience. Our third tip is that sometimes we could combine two words and make them sound like one word to speak faster. In the sentence, for example, we could transfer have a disability to have a disability. Combine have and a into one word. Another example is resilience and communication. We can transfer it to resilience and communication. Now with the tips sorted, let's get to the vocabulary. Our first word for today is disability. Disability means an illness, injury, or condition that makes it difficult for someone to do the things that other people do. You can use it in a sentence like, although disability prevented May from driving a car normally, she has sneakily modified her father's old Cadillac and made it possible for her to drive the car with a handheld game controller. Our second word is resilience. Resilience means the ability to be happy, successful, etc. again after something difficult or bad has happened. You could use it in a sentence like, Under such difficult times, businesses are not going to survive without enough resilience. Our third word is communication. Communication means the act of communicating with people. In a sentence, you could use it like, although technically speaking the same language, lack of proper communication and mutual trust had led the two countries to the brink of war. So that wraps up for today's episode. Have you ever noticed those yellow tactile tiles on the floor that helps the visually impaired walk in the right direction? Or little ramps at the end of a sidewalk that helps people on wheelchairs to move around more easily? If you have, then you might have also witnessed scenes such as tactile tiles which lead to nowhere, or being suddenly interrupted by some electrical transformer boxes or random odds and ends stacked by the locals. Other similar examples include ramps that are clearly too steep for manually operated wheelchairs, parking lots reserved for the disabled being occupied by drivers who are completely fine physically, and buttons which are in awkward positions for people on wheelchairs. Some of them are even, ironically, bail for accessibility service. People tend to view these barrier-free infrastructures as their sole purpose is to deal with a certain group of people's needs, such as ramps on the sidewalks are only for people in wheelchairs, and tactile tiles on the floor could only help the visually impaired. Wider and more gradual ramps could not only benefit wheelchair users, but help parents push baby strollers more easily and make cyclists don't have to get off their bikes while crossing the street. Well-designed and located tactile tiles could not only help the visually impaired know which way to go, but could also be a notification for fubbers, who stare on the phone all the time, to warn them that they are walking towards hazardous places. Hopefully, this kind of design would encourage people to be more considerate to each other's difficulties. This is Jeff Chow from VoiceTube. Hope you all have a good one. Until next time, goodbye.